like to share with you today my morning routine. So this morning I woke up about 6 o'clock. It took me about 15 minutes to get out of bed. In those 15 minutes, I try to find 5 things or people that I'm grateful for in my life. And I started by saying, well, thank you for having this bed, the roof on top of my head, the food on my table, my family and my friends around me, all the people who have given me so many challenges in my life to become more resilient and stronger the way how I am now, all the blessings I have received. Gratitude is such a powerful emotion, and if you start your day with the intention of being thankful for everything that you have, because every challenge is a lesson and becomes a blessing. I know it's so easy for me to say that, but believe me, I have gone through a lot of stuff, a lot of hardship, and many times I was so distraught that I thought I could not get back up, but I got back up. So 5 things you're grateful for. Then I got up, did my yoga practice to nourish my spine, my nervous system. So I moved my spine in all the 7 directions to make sure that I just keep my spine moving. After that, I went into meditation, but the meditation I did today was a walking meditation. There's a great walking meditation by Dr. Joe Dispenza, who I have been studying with for the past 4 years. I love science. For me, science just supports philosophy. I have been studying the philosophy of yoga intensively for 8 years. And I do need to understand how everything works and why they would bring up these kind of theses without actually knowing the proof of it. So I like science to show me with neuroscans and everything around it and new studies why things work. This is how I function. Now, I did a walking meditation and I started walking with Ninja. And then I started running again. And I do interval training. I do interval training about 1 minute running, 2 minutes walking. And then I went to an outdoor gym, did some strengthening exercises, and then I ran back. Then I went for a swim, connecting to nature. So I swam 1 lap back and forth, and I came out. Then I came back home, had my shower, and now I'm having my breakfast, 2 eggs and a little bit of crisps with cheese. Now, in the philosophy of yoga, we have also a sister science called Ayurveda. And the state of being of all of us is different, and it can be governed by a specific element, which makes it a little bit more present in our body, in our state of mind and being. So for instance, I'm a Vata dosha. The dosha is the state of being. We have Kapha, Vata, and we have Pitta. Pitta is more fire. Kapha is more grounding earth. And Vata is air. So I'm predominantly air. I went to an Ayurvedic practitioner, and I can only recommend you to her. She's based in Nice, and she will go through your body, your state of being, your skin, everything will be thoroughly examined. And she was actually one who found out after I had COVID that my Epstein virus infection came back. And the Epstein virus infection is a very rare disease that can stay your whole life and can actually come back out once your body is depleted and your immune system is very low. Hence, I am such a self-care advocate. Nervous system, immune system, everything works together. Now, I'm a Vata dosha, very airy, which means I think a lot. I'm an overthinker. I can become very anxious. So for me, sports, I can only do a specific way of sport. And that needs to be just short, high intensity, and then calming down. Otherwise, I'm burning my nervous system way too much. I'm getting into the sympathetic nervous system, and I produce way too much adrenaline and cortisol. And it does not help my stress levels, nor does it help my overthinking. And it doesn't help my body because I'm actually gaining weight instead of losing weight. So this is all very important for you to understand that all of us are different, which means if you do a CrossFit, I cannot do a CrossFit. If I walk, that helps me already. That calms my nervous system down and I get into a state of being that I can, my metabolism runs way smoother, my immune system runs smoother, and I'm in a calm state of mind. So I like you to understand that each self-care practice is so different and needs to be adapted to your state of being, on what's happening in your life, what you do for a living, what you like to work on, your intention. But what counts is really the self-discipline to show up for yourself every single day and try it. So if you like more information about Ayurvedic practice, please continue following me. I'm going to put also in the caption the contact of this doctor. She's really good. She's based in Nice. And find your own routine, which means if you, you know, my routine takes me about 1.5 hour with breakfast and that's it. And I start working at 9 o'clock. It takes discipline, it takes focus, yes, and it takes practice. I mean, this is a habit you're creating. You're conditioning your body and your mind to do something totally different out of your comfort zone. So please be kind to yourself, compassionate, and loving. Namaste, namaha.